friends, this is Andrew Phipps with Faith, Family, and Freedom, and I say welcome to today's programming. If you would like to remind a neighbor, a friend, a colleague, this might be a wonderful time to do that. We're always excited to know that you are engaged, that you are actively participating by watching our programs. Thank you for telling others about it. And if you continue to remind your church people, that would be wonderful. We always look forward to going to new places, and maybe it might be sometime that, according to our schedule, that maybe we could come to your area. We feel like that we have a mandate, as it were, from the Lord to try to share the gospel with as many people as possible, to try to speak truth to error as best as we can determine it, to try to speak wisdom, which is God's way of looking at things. You know, there's a vast difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is acquired, but wisdom comes from God and God alone. Wisdom is taking the knowledge that you have and being able to apply it. The Lord taught oftentimes in parables, and he wanted to do it to make sure that the disciples could understand with clarity by telling an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And so today I want to refer and go to the last portion of a message that we recently did at our home church, Liberty Baptist Church in Muncie, Indiana. And we simply titled this message, it was taken from Exodus, I believe, chapter 10. We titled it, 3 Days of Darkness. And I tried to make some spiritual application there of the darkness that was not only socially, but darkness that was spiritual. You see, these folks could not move. Wherever they were, they could not see one another. The Bible says it was a darkness that could be felt. I don't know how dark that is, but it has to be mighty dark, I would think. I don't know about you, but I've been into some caves like the Carlsbad Cavern and different places and some tours that we've done. And I mean, when you get into these places, you can know with certainty what it must feel like to be and where the darkness is so encompassing that you can't see your hand in front of your face. But this message today also has spiritual application, I believe. And that's why I want you to enjoy the remainder of 3 Days of Darkness. I think when I see where we are, and it looks like this thing is not going to be solved politically, it won't be. I know we may say, well, we could get this candidate, and I'm not here to debate or argue that this is maybe not the place for it. And you all have maybe somebody in mind, maybe we all do. But I'm here to tell you, unless God does something supernatural in our midst, I'm afraid that we're facing darker days ahead of us. I'm concerned about children. I don't know. I talk to people, seem like they've lost their concern even for their children. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about our children. We have, I guess, 8 great-grandchildren and 1 on the way, and I'm concerned about them. I wonder if they'll ever hear songs like this, that Hilltops of Glory, or Living by Faith, or they'll ever hear the old story that's in the Word of God. I'm not here to tickle people's ears. My job is not to try to be, to placate and be one that brings some kind of a wonderful feeling to you. Our job is to tell the truth and to tell it in love. Amen? That's what our job is today. But unfortunately, we live in these dreadful times. It's a time of depression. It's a time when hardly anybody can escape it anymore. You talk to everybody and they say, well, I've been bothered with this, I'm bothered with that. It's just a hard time. Because you know what's happened? The forces of evil are intensifying. Call it whatever you will, however you see eschatology, the end time doctrine. I'm just simply saying here, I think you'd have to be short-sighted not to realize that things are getting closer for the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm looking, man, I feel like preaching a little bit myself. I look forward for that glorious appearing of our great God and Savior. The Bible says they love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's where in the back rooms of D.C. and other places, deals are put together. They have little regard about the scripture. They know nothing about the scriptures. They think Nicodemus is a cure for smoking. They think that we're living in a day and time that where people are going to call good evil and evil good. That's exactly where we are. And if you're one of those that believes the way I do, I believe that Jesus Christ, Brother Randy, is the light. I believe that he's the bread. I believe that he's the manna from heaven. I believe that he's the living water. I believe that he's the resurrection from the grave. I believe that he is altogether the lovely one. Somebody say amen. Oh, yes, sir. Notice, I want to describe to you. Now, this is what I saw the other day. This Bible says that they could not move from the place where they were. They were there for 3 days. Now, I'm not going to be graphic, but I'm just simply saying whatever functions that we as human beings need, they had that expired right there. I heard Brother Charles Lawson preaching this morning he got off on some stuff, and I'm afraid to get on it because if I do, everybody'd want to send me to somewhere. We got talking about I'll just mention it in this respect. We've become more dog oriented than we have children oriented. We allow dogs to lick us right in the face where they've licked other places. We do. And it's all right. I think the time is here when they'll eat out of the same bowl. You know, they'll say, oh, yeah, I'll have this side of the dish. You take the other side or whatever. The dog will probably bark or what, 2 or 3 times in place. God help us today. We ought to be lovers of one another. We ought to help one another. We ought to be kind one to another. There are no big shots in the gospel. Amen. I tell Brother Randy, I appreciate him. He's my friend. I'm here to tell you today, celebrity preachers don't do a whole lot for me. We're all just servants. We're just beggars showing other beggars where there's bread. Somebody say amen right there. You take somebody like Brother Jack Bembers, preached all these years. Somebody may not have given him the attention or the publicity of somebody else, but there's a God in heaven that's keeping a record. Oh, he'll reward his faithfulness. Aren't you glad for that today? You see, the Bible said this was a darkness that could be felt. Shirlene's brother one time was out hunting. They like to hunt. I think that's where Andy gets it all from. I could have cared less myself. The only place I was wanting to hunt was maybe a place where they sold ties or something. But Curtis got out in the woods and got disoriented. Darkness came in upon him. Familiar territory, but he couldn't move. He said if you took his hand off of the tree, he didn't know where he was, so disoriented. This is a darkness that could be felt. How dark would that be if the darkness was felt? You know, I don't like the darkness. I tell people my thoughts. I probably shouldn't. I get up of a morning. I turn on every light that's in the front room. If I got a flashlight, I'd put it on. The point being is that I don't like the darkness. Shirley and I used to be, she'd say, honey, would you turn off those lights in Hartford? See, I said, babe, I can't wear a miner's cap in here to see where you are. My point is this today is that I'm going to a land where there'll be no darkness. I'm going to a land where there'll be no heartache. There'll be no sad goodbyes. There'll be nobody saying, goodbye. Oh, let me tell you something here. The Bible says they couldn't move for 3 days. But the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Aren't you glad that you've seen the light? Oh, when the days get dark and the days get short, I'm glad that we still got some light, haven't you? Would it be all right if I tell you what happened to me? I remember that day, Brother Jack, you've been such a good friend to me. I remember that day at an old-fashioned altar. I didn't know how to be saved. I didn't know anything about my natural birth, and I knew less about the spiritual one. Somebody say amen right there. But I know one thing, the burden rolled away. That day when I, as Jack said today, we all come by grace. I'm glad that in Genesis 8 it said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God didn't save me because one day my face might be on a television. Somebody'd hear my voice. God, for Christ's sake, forgave me of my sins. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Somebody ought to say amen right there. Amen. I tell you what, somebody said, well, I don't like to be vocal in church. Oh, come out of that. Get rid of that feeling. Oh, listen, I'm going to a place where there's going to be some stuff going on. I mean, listen, I'm not going to be a butterfly there flying around like I'm out in one of the rings of Pluto or something. I'm going to a land of the living. Amen. Once again, I appreciate your joining us here today. Remember, you can always contact us by email. Our programs are also shown on YouTube. Just go to our name, Andrew Phipps, or if you would like the website, again, use my name or Faith, Family, and Freedom, and hopefully they will be a blessing to you. And we appreciate the opportunity. Once again, we're excited about maybe being able to advance and include other stations in the days to come. If you feel that this kind of ministry is credible, you know, that's the thing today. So many people are charlatans, and we realize that we're I don't know if competition is the right word or not, but we, for time, I guess that's what I'm thinking of. Those that try to profiteer off of the gospel, those that tell us that there are no bad days, prosperity and wealth type thinking, that if you aren't getting a bucket full of money every week, then something is wrong. Well, maybe we ought to ask them to invest into our ministry by seed planting, they call it. Well, we're just fundamental. We believe the Bible to be the Word of God. We're patriotic. We believe salvation is by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I think that a good song helps us, and I believe that our good friends, the Primitives, who unfortunately are retiring as of this time, are going to sing for us. I hope you enjoy our good buddies from Candler, North Carolina.
There was a certain rich man whose heart was filled with sin. He owned the treasures of this world, but he had no love within. He could have helped the beggar who lay outside his gate, but he would not even give the crumbs upon his golden plate.
Who is the rich man now?
The beggar man had nothing in this world to call his own, just sores upon his crippled back and rags to lie upon. Now the Bible does not tell us But somehow I believe he found a greater treasure than the rich man could perceive.
Who is the rich man now?
As death came to the rich man, he began to realize his money could not help him, as in hell he lifted his eyes. Please give one drop of water, he cried upon his knees. Now he will be the beggar for all eternity. Now as the poor old beggar, he took his final breath, the angels carried him away to that perfect rest.
For he met the man called Jesus while begging here below. Now he will be the rich man while eternal ages roll. Who is the rich man now?
Tell me,
who is the rich man now?
With a crown of life, a robe of white, a home in heaven fair.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Family, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us, as would be indicated there on the screen. And for those of you who have a smart television or a smart cell phone, which all of the technology today is way above any pay grade that I might have, it's all above my level of comprehension. But I appreciate Brother Charles Haas, a member of our church, for his helpfulness, and he helps facilitate and get the format for programs, and he does it unconditionally, and for that we're grateful. But we also appreciate the fact that we've been, for well over a year, I guess it's going on maybe 2 years now, that we've been a guest each week on Real America's Voice. That gives us sort of a national audience, I would think, somewhat. I don't know what the ratings are. I don't know exactly how many people that the Nielsens or whatever indicate that they get. But anyway, we're grateful for the friendship of Ed Henry and Karen Turk. And they're very gracious to me, very hospitable. And they allow me to speak openly of our faith and what the Bible says, and so on. And so I count that an honor. And just recently, we do this interview every week, but this is one of those that we did more recently. I hope that it'll give you a flavor of what we try to do as we reach this national audience on Real America's Voice.
In the meantime, let's bring in our friend Andrew Phipps. You see him this time every Monday. First of all, Andrew, welcome. Good morning.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Karen. It's a pleasure to be with you today from Salem, Virginia.
There you go. Another beautiful place in this incredible country. But right now, there's a lot of stress. We're talking about pastors for Trump getting together tonight to pray for the 45th and maybe 47th president. Your thoughts this morning, your prayer for the nation as we see Donald Trump being persecuted yet again.
Well, you know, the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand. I was taught in political science that power tends to corrupt. And absolute power corrupts absolutely. I think that, I've said it before, Donald Trump produces results. Sometimes we might not like some of the demeanor, but if you want effective leadership that gets things done, that doesn't mess around, I think that he's the man. We ought to pray that God would give us discernment. You know, wisdom is looking at things from God's point of view. So I pray that the efforts... Of course, we should pray for all of the candidates, but I think that leadership is so paramount right now. We desperately need it.
We need to pray for the sanctity of our country, too. It seems like we're losing a grip on what reality is right now. Sometimes, you know, we wake up to do this show and you watch what's happening with the Bidens and with this administration and you think, this can't be America. That restored sense of hope, I think, for me going into this prayer call tonight is really important to feel like it's going to be okay.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Andrew?
Well, Karen and Ed, I think that as you have described it very well, that the abnormal has become normal and the abhorrent has become acceptable. It's we have never experienced it thus. You know, when we lose moral turpitude, when we lose discernment, you know, a country cannot survive unless it has a foundation. We have a very bedrock democracy, a type government here, that representative democracy that was founded upon Christian principles. And unfortunately, the Biden administration does not care. They flagrantly they don't mind to lie. They're very disingenuous, and they do not have the interests of this country. It's for self and self-promotion and self-enhancement. And we have a two-tier system of the judicial now, are the bodies that are enforcing the laws.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about is a loss of moral authority to govern, perhaps, as well with this administration. Andrew, we appreciate your insights every Monday morning. Hope you have a wonderful week and safe travels there from Virginia.
Friends, again, I want to thank you for being with us today. We try to format this program by having different segments. I really feel that we need, in order to hold people's attention, I've told my son, and I think it's applicable to all of us. I say it sometimes with a little humor, but I've told preachers, I said, you know, a good sermon ought to be short, and a bad one ought to be shorter. Some fellow told me the other day, he said, your message was kind of warm. I said, how was that? He said, well, it wasn't too hot. And so I realized that attention spans seemingly today are very short. I mean, even in the classroom, the teacher must have a variety of activities to hold the attention. You know, the days when the professor or the teacher would come into class and lecture for 30 or 40 minutes, and you'd take notes on your legal pad or whatever you had, your notebook. That, unfortunately, that day has probably long been gone. And so they use videos, they use supplemental materials, they use puzzles, they use recordings and all. So in our program today, in order to accomplish that, we like to have a song. Sometimes we like to have an interview. Sometimes we like to go to a historical place. Sometimes we'll share just a little part of a message rather than share the whole thing, because our thrust is to try to make sure that you stay engaged. You know, it doesn't help me or anybody if we're just talking and nobody is listening. So hopefully these programs are reaching the folks, and I hope it's doing good. We sometimes wonder, or sometimes you don't know how it's doing, but we do have programs on YouTube. We have a website, FIPS, Faith, Family, and Freedom, and we have other means that you can contact us, email, etc. Again, we would love maybe at some time to get into your area, if the Lord would so direct. We again appreciate those churches that feel like we are worthy of support. We thank them for that, and hopefully we'll be able to continue. I'm going to look forward, however, to being with you at the next familiar time. But until then, this is your friend, Andrew Phipps, saying, have a great day, and God bless.